Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttle will be available on the island from Marina to Epe.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-153-12 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-153-12 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Get ready for a season of great grace with the divine upliftment. It's 50 days of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh. Chose us to be holy and blameless. Blessed Father, you predestined us in love as sons in your kingdom according to your will and to the praise of your abundant grace.
I'm going.
Jesus, you're alive, eternal King. Oh, 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 you lavish your wisdom and love upon us. According to
praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is day 15 of our 50 days of blessings, and I'm excited to be with you again today. I'm sure you're looking forward to a glorious week, and so shall it be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you ever hear the term, many are called, but few are chosen? It's right in the scriptures. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said this in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 14. It says, for many are called, but few are chosen. And that's very, very true. But did you know that if you are in Christ, you are one of those chosen ones? You're one of the special ones. I want to look at Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3 to 4. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Did you see yourself in there? It says, God has chosen us in Christ. If you are in Christ, you are the chosen of the Lord. You are not one of the many that is destined for destruction or destined for darkness. You are one of the few that is chosen. God has chosen you in Christ Jesus for a life to be lived before him without blame and in love. Look at it again. It says, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. In other words, we have been chosen to live a life before the Lord in love. We have become the object of his love, and is a life to be lived as God's holy ones, God's sanctified ones, separated ones, without blame or reproach. What a blessing. I want you to think about this today, that you have been chosen in Christ for a life of blessings, for a life of sanctification, for a life without reproach, for a life in love. Oh, glory to God. There's a certain man in the scriptures, and I just want to pick this for a reason, Romans chapter 6 and verse 13. And Paul is making a greeting to those he's writing to in Rome. And he says, "Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord." Do you know you can put your name in there? You can say, "I am Wale, chosen in the Lord. I am Ifai, chosen in the Lord. I am Usman, chosen in the Lord." If you are in Christ, you are chosen in the Lord. Chosen for blessings, chosen to live before the Lord. And the Bible says he chose you before the foundation of the world, before you even knew yourself, before you knew your name. He determined that everyone that will be in Christ will enjoy his love, his blessings. Glory to God. Look at John chapter 15 and verse 16. It says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." Oh, glory to God. You may not have chosen him. You didn't even go looking for him, but he came looking for you. He says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Can you imagine that? God has chosen you and ordained you. For what? He said, so you should go and bring forth fruit so that you'll be productive, so you'll be prosperous, so you will multiply. He says, and that your fruit should remain. In other words, your prosperity, your productivity, your success will have no expiry date. You're not going to be one of those that goes up to come down. No, your fruit will remain. And then look at the last one. He says, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. So he has chosen you to be fruitful, to be productive, to be profitable. He has chosen you to have lasting success, your fruit to remain. And he has chosen you to receive answers to prayers from God. Can you imagine that? You're one of the few that has been chosen for God to answer your prayers. Wow. Aren't you beautiful? Aren't you special? What a blessing to be in Christ. What a blessing to be chosen in him. What a blessing for him to choose me for this kind of life. I want us to look at 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. It says, "But ye are a chosen generation." There it is again. "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Wow. You are chosen, you are royal, you are holy, and you are special. A peculiar person. Glory to God. Let me read this to you in the Amplified. It says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that ye may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." God chose you to display his wonderful deeds, his virtues and perfections. What a blessing. If you're not yet born again, today is a day for you to give your life to Christ. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. If any man be in Christ, we've seen today, he is chosen of the Lord. He's chosen to be before the Lord without blame, to be sanctified, to walk in blessings. He's chosen of the Lord to be fruitful and productive, to have lasting success, and to receive answers to prayers. And now we have seen here, you are chosen to set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In other words, you are chosen to shine. Yes, you are chosen to shine. God has chosen you that through you, many will see his virtues. They will see his wonderful deeds. They will look at you and be able to say, wow, look at the work of God. His virtues, his perfections, his life, his character, his nature. That is what the Lord has chosen you for. I want you to think like the man we just read about in Romans chapter 16 and verse 13. It says, Rufus, chosen in the Lord. Are you aware you are chosen in the Lord? If you're born again, you are chosen in the Lord. So walk like a man that is chosen in the Lord. Think to yourself, I'm chosen of the Lord to be holy without blame, to be in before the Lord in love. That means when God looks at me, he looks at me with the eyes of love. I'm that special. I'm chosen in the Lord to be profitable, to be successful, to have lasting success. And I'm chosen to receive answers to my prayers. That means any prayer we pray, you receive an answer. And you are chosen in the Lord to shine. With this thought in your mind, you're going to attract favor. You're going to attract grace. You're going to attract goodwill from everybody you meet today because you are chosen of the Lord. There is no reproach in you. God's favor is upon you and you receive answers to prayers. Whatever you ask the Lord for today, remember that you are chosen to receive answers to prayer. So be bold to ask. Be bold to ask. Be bold to ask. Whatever that thing is on your mind, talk to the Lord about it today and you will surely receive it. Oh, I'm so excited to extend a special invitation to you to join me at a night of blessings on Friday the 12th of September at the Tafawa Balewa Square from 6 p.m. till dawn. It's a night that God has carefully selected to bring blessings into our lives. Everyone who comes will be in an atmosphere of grace, an atmosphere of blessings, an atmosphere of transformation where anything is possible. Start preparing now to attend. Friday, 12th of September, 2025 at the Tafawa Balewa Square from 6 p.m. till dawn. We have transportation for you from all over Lagos. Start preparing now to be there. Send us a message or call on 090-764-15312 or reserve your seat in the auditorium. I want to know that you're coming. Many of you have been sending messages and giving us calls to let us know that you are going to be there and we are planning for you. Make sure you plan to be at the Night of Blessings, Friday, 12th of September, 2025, 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafawa Balewa Square. I want you to listen to a testimony, a very beautiful testimony from one of our programs that held some time ago. It's just a foretaste of what awaits you at the Night of Blessings. And after you listen to the testimony, Pastor George will come up to give you more details about the program. And for those of you who are not yet born again, he will lead you in the prayer of salvation. Christ will come into your life and you'll be transformed. Thank you for listening today. I'll be with you again tomorrow. God bless you.
Christ Embassy gbe kale ale ibukun pelu Oniwasu Diola Phillips ojo jimo ojo kejila osu kesan odun 2025 lati ago mefa irole ni Tafawa Balewa Square Eku Wambi asale rapada ati yipada oko fe wa fun ka onikaluku lati Marina titi de epe egbaradi fun agba iyanu ti ko ti isele ri fun aye e lo si anightofblessings.org tabi ke pe wa sori number yi 0201604193012 fun boss eranti lati fi aye sile fun boss lori number yi lekan si 0907641 5312 ipade di ojo na.
Listen to this testimony from our Day of Blessing.
My name is Jeffrey Precious. A day of blessing is my testimony. A day of blessing. They did it for me. I own a restaurant. This should be like ending of the month to make it 2 months. 2 months of me opening this restaurant, Prebos Restaurants. Things was not really going well for me because of it's a new restaurant. This is where my testimony comes in. Sometimes I will cook and cook and cook, and end of the day, customers will come. I will not finish the food. I have to take some home or I will share to people. So that day, a day of blessing, I said, that day is my day. God, I want changes in my shop. So when mommy came, the day of a day of blessing, and when she came to the altar and she started preaching, after preaching, she said, if you have any sickness in any way, hold it, touch the place and pray. In my heart and in me, I was praying so hard for my business. So in that, there is a point when she said, also pray for your business. And now looks like, this woman is talking to me. Is it me that she's talking to? No, she's talking to me. She's really, really talking to me. Today is for me. She's talking to me. I have to tap it. I have to start praying. I was praying for my shop. I was seeing miracle in my shop. I was seeing someone spraying some water in my shop. When mommy said, you feel something. Right now you feel something. Right now you feel something. I felt something cold. Something cold. I felt something strange. Behold, Monday, I went to shop. I sold out. On Tuesday, I went to shop. I sold out. On Wednesday, I went to shop. I sold out. On Thursday, I went to shop. I sold out. On Friday, I went to shop. I sold out. On Saturday, I went to shop. I sold out. On Sunday, I am here to testify. If no be God, who go run out? If I am not there, a day of blessing, I don't know where I will be, oh, but God did it for me. God did it for me. Thank you so much.
Hey! Christ Embassy, they present a night of blessings with Pastor Jola Phillips for Friday, 12th September 2025. From 6 p.m., for Tafawa Balewa Square, Lagos Island. A time of total restoration and transformation. Hey, free bus shuttle, they available for island from Marina to Ekpe. Oh, yeah, prepare, oh, make on a experience blessing way on a never see before. For seat reservation, make on a visit a nightofblessing.org or call 090-7641-5312. Remember, visit a nightofblessing.org or call 090-7641-5312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. No miss, so make I see you for the hour. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for another glorious day of blessings. You know, it's such a beautiful thing to know and to live daily in the consciousness that we have been chosen by the Lord. Thank you, ma'am. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you heard those glorious words from our zonal director. She said, if you are in Christ, you are the chosen of the Lord. And he chose you to live before him in love, without reproach and without blame. You've been chosen to live in blessings. You've been chosen of the Lord to shine. You've been chosen to receive answers to your prayers. So be bold to ask the Lord today and be ready to share your testimony, just like Sister Jeffrey Precious, whose testimony you just heard. Glory to God. Thank you so much and God bless you. And if you are not yet born again, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. They belong to you, O God. Thank you, Father, for the ministry of your word. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit that keeps them in all their ways. And we declare that this one shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen and amen. So congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin to enjoy this life of blessings that the Lord has made ready for you. And if you've been blessed by these 50 days of blessings, please call us or send us a text message on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. The number again is 0907-641-5312. When you reach us, please let us know you just gave your heart to Christ, or you have questions or you have prayer requests, we will be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember that we have a night of blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, this is a night you are not going to forget. It's a night of transformation, a night of the word, a night of testimonies, a night of praise, a night of worship. So for your free seat reservations, please go online to anightofblessings.org, anightofblessings.org. And we do have free bus shuttles to take you from where you are and bring you to the program, especially if you live anywhere between Marina and Ekpe. So please reach us at our number, that's 0907-641-5312. Now, remember, a night of blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips coming up Friday, September 12, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. For all your inquiries, please reach us on our number, that's 0907-641-5312. And for your free seat reservations, please go online to anightofblessings.org. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Now, please join us again for another glorious broadcast every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Thank you again, and have a glorious week.
Na-eweta ozi ọma ga na-akpọ abalị nke ngọzi. Onye ndị ya bụ Pastọ Adeola Phillips. Ọ ga-ewere ọnọdụ na Friday 12th of September 2025. A ga-ebido ozi ọma na elekere anya isii nke uhuruchi na Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island. Ihe a bụ oge ndụ gị ga-agbanwe. Ị ga-enweta ihe niile nke ị na-achọ n'aka Chineke na ozuzu oke na aha Jizọs. Marakwa na a ga-enwe ụgbọala nke ga-ebu ndị mmadụ site rii na ekpe ruo na Marina. Maka ịnweta oche mara mma, gaa na anightofblessings.org ma ọ gị kpọọ akara ekwentị a 0907641532. Maka ndị na-anụghị ihe m kwuru mbụ, biko nọrọ kwa ugbu a, akara ekwentị nke ị ga-akpọ bụ 0907641532. Aga m ahụ gị ebe ahụ.
Christ Embassy na-agabatar da daren albarka tare da Pastor Adeola Phillips a ranar Juma'a 12 ga watan September daga karfe 6 na yamma a Tafawa Balewa Square, wato TBS a Lagos Island. Lokaci ne na karban albarku gaba daya. Jiragen bus za su kasance a kan tsibirin daga Marina zuwa Ekpe kyauta. Ku shirya domin irin albarku da ba a taba gani ba. Don ajiyar wurin zama da kuma tambayoyin motocin bus, ku kira wannan number 0907-641-1312 ko kuma ku tura sako zuwa anightofblessings.org. Sai mun hadu.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttle will be available on the island from Marina to Ekpe.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 0907641532 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 0907641532 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say